Family home and housing affordability are once again back in the spotlight in the debate about the future of Australia's retirement income system. A report by the Committee for Economic Development of Australia, or CEDA, to be launched today, warns that many Australians approaching retirement could face poverty if they don't own their own home. With home ownership rates falling amongst younger people, CEDA is calling for first home buyers to be allowed to use their super to buy a home. It's an idea raised then quickly dropped by the Treasurer, Joe Hockey, earlier this year, you might remember. Stephen Martin is the Chief Executive of CEDA. He joins me in the breakfast studio. Stephen, good morning.
G'day, Fran.
We presume that most people will retire owning their own home. In fact, at the moment, 75% of pensioners in this country, I think, do own their own home. But are you finding that this is increasingly not the case?
What we're finding, of course, is it's getting beyond the reach of younger people, particularly to start planning for a retirement that in fact does embrace the concept of home ownership. If you look at housing affordability rates, particularly in New South Wales, here in Sydney or in Melbourne, they're just through the roof. And I look at the young people that work for me, for example. They sit there in exasperation, not exactly poor in terms of what they're paid, but in terms of being able to find some money for a deposit for a first home, it's well beyond them. And this is a situation that CEDA's report has found is going to be exacerbated in the future.
And has your report looked at the impact on poverty levels or I guess, if you retire without owning your own home?
Yeah, what we found, of course, is that of those people that do retire without their own home, there's a greater call, therefore, on public housing that has to be provided by government. So that's an expenditure level that's going to come down the track. But one of the groups of people most disadvantaged in this group, of course, are single women. What we've found in our report is that those over 65, a vast majority of people that are renters, a large proportion of those, some 65%, in fact, are female. And that in itself has got to be a great worrying sign.
It's already an issue for Australia, isn't it? The number of elderly people living in what's officially recognised as poverty.
Yeah, our report that we put out on entrenched disadvantage earlier this year clearly identified that. We suggested there were a number of groups, older Australians particularly, single households that are largely female. This poverty trap is certainly there.
Okay, housing is key to that. This is what this report's about. Your report says housing must now be recognised as the so-called fourth pillar of Australia's retirement income system alongside the age pension, superannuation and voluntary savings. Why is housing the fourth pillar when it's an arbitrary thing, I suppose, to some degree?
Well, housing is in fact an asset. An asset is an asset is an asset at the end of the day. And if you can get into a home and you have that for your entire life, that's a significant asset you have when you retire. You don't have to worry about a roof over your head. You don't have to necessarily worry about income streams coming in because you own that particular home. Our view is that, however, the affordability question, access for younger people getting into the housing market now has to be addressed by looking at the way in which they can perhaps access their superannuation entitlements now as a deposit on a first home, or perhaps having mortgage payments made pre-tax. All of these are suggestions that we think need to be examined. The issue at the moment is that there's a clear disconnect between the way in which superannuation is treated and the way in which housing is treated and the way housing as an asset is treated. And our view is that instead of ruling it out holus bolus, as perhaps the Shadow Treasurer has done today or as the Treasurer did some months ago, these are issues that need to be considered in a very thorough review.
So if you treated housing in the same way or an equivalent way as you treated superannuation, acknowledging they're all elements of the retirement income system, then you would, for instance, include the family home in the assets test.
Our view is that that's something that needs to be considered absolutely. Now, I know people that are part of the system now, older Australians, simply say that's untenable. Well, perhaps you might rule that out. If you've allowed younger people to access superannuation to be included in the housing structure, it should still nevertheless be part of that assets test consideration, because at the end of the day, trying to work out who will be eligible for a pension, which is government provided, to those that have provided for themselves through a maturing superannuation system, really is at the crux of this issue. And I don't think that that at the moment, with government and opposition going in different directions, I don't think there's any clarity around linking the two sides of politics to a clear direction around either superannuation or housing policy.
Yeah, so you're thinking this equivalence is the key through that. What about pre-tax mortgage payments? Tell me about that.
Well, what that simply says is that given that people people have such a difficulty in accessing the housing market with prices at the levels that they are, perhaps the opportunity to pay mortgage repayments before taxes then imposed on them smooths out their income flow during their working life. That means that when they come to retire, they haven't simply spent all the money at the one time.
Those measures, that measure and the measure of allowing first-time buyers particularly to allow their access to super, that's just going to put more pressure on an already overheated housing market, isn't it? Force prices up.
Well, there is an argument that may in fact be the case, but again, what we're suggesting is that a lot of these are in some senses unknown, and what we need to do is to have a thorough open review where people come in with an open mind and examine these. It may well be some of them get ruled out, but these are options that CEDA's report has advocated, and as I say, options that people from time to time have put out themselves. Joe Hockey has done this in terms of one element of
that
this.
That didn't last so long.
Yeah, but look, these are things that need to be considered. No point. We need this leadership from the political class in Australia where they are putting out genuine ideas, they are conducting proper reviews that examine the pros and the cons against each of the recommendations, and then trying to form some sort of a joint way of going forward. Because at the end of the day, the Australian economy, which means those in work and taxpayers, are going to bear the cost of this in the long run.
Stephen Martin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Stephen Martin is the Chief Executive of CEDA, and this report into housing affordability and this notion of the family home being the so-called fourth pillar of Australia's retirement income system is released today.